I don't understand why, instead of spending so much money to try to get to the moon, that they don't dredge out these rivers and put that water in the channel and get all that wasteland along those rivers. My, there's just so much of it. What would we do after we got to the moon? Tell me that. By the time you got your ammunition up there to shoot the other fellow, it cost you more than worth.
Is a marsh the same as a swamp for you?
Well, a good deal of same marshland. You see, it's just wet land that's tillable.
Tell me some of the names of the streams around here. Their actual names.
We have the Illinois River. We have Crow Creek. We have Pigeon Creek. We have Snag Creek.
Do you have streams too? What stream, any bigger than a creek, or do you talk about streams?
Well, the Illinois River's the biggest stream we have. These others are just small creeks. And the rivers, the Vermilion River's east of here, you know, too. Not in this county, though.
Do you ever use the word rivulet? Is that?
Well, don't use it much, but then, yes, we do use it some too, rivulet. Rivulet. Small streams running into the big river.
Mm-hmm. Brook?
Yes, brook would be used in territory here. If you found a place, we'd go down to the brook, or if that would be a stream that would run most of the time, most of the year, and you've got fish in it.
How about a run?
Well, that's sometimes they call it a dry run. That's one that would just run in wet weather and then dry out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have different ways of referring to height of land? There's flat land, I suppose.
Well, high land and the low lands.
The very highest land, you don't have any of these around here, but out west, the Rockies, they're great big tall.
Yeah, that's where they have the mountains there. But we just have hills here in this country.
The place where you tie a boat up, you tie it up to the...
to the dock.
And if they're unloading freight, it's a great big boat, they're unloading freight, they tie up to the...
harbor.
You ever say
wharf or harbor, yes.
Landing, pier?
Well, any of those, I guess, would do.
Now, how about some of the roads they have around here? Tell me how they refer to them in terms of their things that they're made out of.
Some of the concrete roads, and some are blacktops. Some are gravel roads. Some are just plain dirt roads. That takes in everything, I guess.
I guess so.
You better stay on the hard road or the blacktop if you want the best road.
This kind of weather. How about a road that's not a main road? It's sort of just a...
sort of a by road, I suppose you'd call it. They're closing most of those nowadays, so let them farm the land.
By road. If you had a dog in your front yard and you didn't want him in your front yard, and you had a stone rock in your hand, or stone, what would you call it?
Throw at him.
All right, so yesterday I took the rock and I...
threw at him, yes. Hit him one.
Oh, you hit him with a...
hit him with a stone.
Okay, knock on the door, nobody answers, and you say to yourself, well, it looks like nobody's...
nobody's home.
And some people put milk in their coffee, other people don't. You might say, he likes it...
black.
Or, using the word milk, he likes it...
white or black, they call it, don't they?
Just try a different way. I'm just trying to get some sound combinations. Using the word milk, he likes his coffee... there are two ways. He likes his coffee...
sugar and cream, or...
With
or without cream.
Then you say, without... using milk again here. He likes it with milk?
Likes his coffee with cream, or else likes it black, one of the two.